Joel Thorn. Messi jama nong ni comrade Kier Mai Yardit.
Joel Thorn, take this message to comrade Kier Mai Yardit. We did not conduct funerals for our husbands who were killed during the liberation struggle. We appeal to the president to hold a national funeral prayer for those who died in the bushes, those who drowned in the rivers, and those who died of hunger. If you do not give us, the widows, the opportunity to pray for our husbands, we will continue to cry and curse this country so we all suffer together, because you will never find peace outside this country. The ongoing crisis in this country is not from God. It is from us. We curse the country because you forgot us, the widows who walk the streets of Cuba. Organize a national prayer specifically for the souls lost during the liberation struggle. Get cattle to sacrifice at Bill Farm, where the liberation started. Offer sacrifices for the Tiger and Jamuz battalions, which represent all the battalions. Offer sacrifices at New Site in New Kush, which hosted Dr. John Garang for many years. From there, we the widows will forgive this country. I will start with myself. I pray day and night for the collapse of this country because I sometimes have to walk on foot from Jebel Suk to Bill Farm. Do you think I would wish for peace in this country under these conditions? There is no peace. My husband, Tut Nuyar, was killed by the enemy after he killed his enemies for the sake of this nation. Why should we suffer when our husbands died for this land? Joel Thorn, since you have stood with us, please organize this funeral prayer for those souls lost in the bushes during the liberation struggle. We pray for you, the few remaining liberators, to live long enough to tell the history of this country to our children. Now even our houses are being targeted. For example, the house I bought with money given to me personally by Salva Kiir Mai Yardit is being taken by the government. This case has been ongoing for the last 12 years and 6 months, and nobody wants to come to my rescue. Even you, Joel Thorn, know about this case. Why am I suffering while you are in power? Tell President Kiir that we widows want these prayers to be conducted so that we can forgive this country and so that a lasting peace can finally come to South Sudan.
Be a loika beg ron ewan, be a gorian a munjanob.